Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Jessica, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, Mike, the Medical University of South Carolina's hospital system is actually working on a deal with Tidelands Health and their hospitals along the Grand Strand. Tidelands has been struggling financially, especially since the COVID pandemic has not really managed to bounce back from that. They actually told legislators last month that they're operating at a $50 million deficit. And so in an effort to keep those hospitals operating, turn them around financially, MUSC is stepping in, seeking to sign a deal that would give them a controlling interest in the hospitals. Those include hospitals in Georgetown or in Williamsburg counties.
Are they looking at any other bids from the other major hospital companies in our state?
Not that I'm aware of. And this is definitely not a takeover in the sense that MUSC will be owning these hospitals. Instead, this is more of an extension of an agreement they already have in place. MUSC will have a controlling interest of their governing board rather than taking full ownership as MUSC has done in the past.
All right, what else do you see?
Well, Mike, the other thing on my radar is an effort to increase affordable housing in the state. We've written previously about the State Housing Authority launching a pilot program to encourage home builders to build homes and sell them for less than $200,000, which is far below the median cost that you would see in the state. Now, the state has set aside actually $5 million in the current budget, which allows the Housing Authority to actually expand this program. So at first, they were just looking at 30 houses around the state. Now they have enough for up to 130 homes. This money would offer stipends to builders who are willing to participate, comping them essentially $12,000 per home. It also covers down payment assistance for first-time homebuyers or homebuyers that qualify based on their income. In exchange, these homeowners agree to stay in the house more long-term, and after about a decade, they can actually have any sort of down payment assistance loan erased.
All right, now I'm assuming that the State Housing Authority then has this information posted at their webpage for builders and individuals interested in participating in this.
Absolutely. They're calling it the Made It Home program. Interested home builders can apply through the end of the month and plan to actually award any contracts for this by the end of October. There are, I guess, some concerns from the home building industry about whether they might be able to make this work. It is a little bit of a stretch, but we're waiting to see what kind of results the Housing Authority gets.
All right, Jessica, we have just about a minute left. Tell us what else is on your radar.
Sure, Mike. So the State Chamber of Commerce has recently put out a study talking about the fiscal impact on the state when it comes to childcare. In particular, a lack of affordable child care. They estimate it's costing employers about $1 billion annually based on turnover, absenteeism, as well as tax revenue that the state isn't generating from workers because they can't come to work if they can't find a person to take care of their kids. One way the state is trying to address this is by upping tax credits to employers that are willing to offer either childcare stipends or on-site childcare to their employees.
All right. And so this is something that is in place now, these credits?
The credits are in place now. There's legislation at the State House that would actually increase these credits quite a bit. And it would also offer credits to people working in childcare that they could claim on their income taxes.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for the update.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette, based in Columbia. We will have a link to the Gazette posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.